It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome to Money for Lunch. This is, was it the first day of the rest of your life? Or if somebody else put it to me like this, you will never be as young as you are today. Let that sink in. You will never be as young as you are today. And conversely, you'll never be as old as you are now. So something like that. Anyway, good to have you here. Appreciate it very much. Appreciate the support. I appreciate all the holiday wishes and everybody who connects with me on social media, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter. You know who you are. I appreciate that. I appreciate the interaction as well as the show suggestions, the guest suggestions. Right now, we had a couple of requests that I'm hoping to make happen. One of them is to do an interview with Tom Hiddleston. Tom Hiddleston is the actor behind, most famous for his current role as Loki in the Marvel movie series. But he's done a bunch of other stuff, but I'm looking to have him on the show and be able to hang out and see what happens there. All right, so let's get this party started, so to speak. Let's see, what is the quote of the day? All right, let's see. I usually have this ready, but I kind of dropped the ball. Let's see, and I'm going to bring it up because I have an idea in mind. Let's see. All right. Everything I do tries to do the same thing, which is to express things that are hard to express, hidden things, and that is by Jim Woodring. Jim Woodring. Not really the what do you call it? The quote I was going for. So we're gonna forget that quote. This is the quote I wanted to do. When we do hard things, when we do things that are hard, when we do things that are really hard, we can achieve great things. And that has worked as a great model for me. And that is by Scott Kelly. When we do things that are really hard, we can achieve great things. And that has worked as a great model for me by Scott Kelly. That's the quote I was looking for. But you see, I was trying to be cool and do two things at the same time, and I fumbled both. That should be a lesson to you. All right, let's get this party started. I'm excited. I'm being joined today by R.V. Robinson. R.V. is the master speaker, trainer, international speaker, and author. He teaches business owners and entrepreneurs how to attract more clients, generate unlimited leads, and grow their business fast by delivering persuasive presentations. As a high-energy motivational speaker, RV has shared the stage with speaking greats such as Mark Victor Hansen, my friend Tommy Hopkins, Laura Langmire, and many, many more. RV Robinson, welcome to Money for Lunch.
Well, thank you, Berg. A minute ago when you were saying you had two requests of people, I was hoping that you would say my name. Sure, I knew it was me. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing great. And I love the fact that you called Tom Hopkins Tommy. Very few people call him Tommy. And so that was a big kick.
Yeah. We're on first name basis now.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, he's a, what do you call it? was a regular contributor here on Money for Lunch. We would have him on the show every month, he is making some changes. But it was good. It's just good to see that. It was good to see him. I'll let him know that you and I got the chance to meet and chat today. I'm excited to have you here and kind of talk about, give me your idea. Tell us why we as entrepreneurs, business owners, CEOs should be speaking. Talk about the benefits that there is in speaking publicly.
Great. Number one reason is visibility. If you want to make more money, build your business or reach more people and make a difference, there's only one way I see to do that, and that's get in front of more people. And public speaking allows you to do that, whether it's live in front of an audience or on a radio show like this, or webinars, podcasts. There's so many places that you can speak at that there's no reason not to. So, again, number one, it gives you visibility. People know you. They get to experience your energy. And it's like if you're the number one secret, then no one's going to buy from you. People sit behind their computer and play, with their computer and social media and wonder why they're not getting any business. Get out of the house. Get in front of people. Do your magic. Show them, your personality and what you have to offer that will help them. And your business will soar.
Yeah, I love that. One of the things that really resonates with me is getting out of the door. There are so many of us who hide behind the computer and we get stuck. And interestingly enough, this was kind of my predicament in 2017. So one of my goals at the end of 2017 was to get out and start networking and I can do everything I need to do from my phone and my computer, and I seldom have to ever leave my little bubble. And
right.
I live in Gilbert, Arizona, which is about 30 minutes from Scottsdale, Arizona. And I would be invited to stuff all the time, and I would usually turn it down because it's like, oh man, I don't want to drive 30 or 40 minutes and whatever. It's just another networking event or blah, blah, blah. But I had to get out of my comfort zone. We start to shrink.
Right.
And before you know
right.
it, we don't want to, it was just, anyway. So I think that right there is a great idea. Just get out and start interacting with humans again.
Yeah. Isolation is the death of any business, especially an entrepreneur business, because then people start feeling alone and they start feeling small and then they shrink more and more. So shrink was a very good word to use. I know you struggled a little bit with a quote. May I give you one of my favorite quotes?
Sure.
All right, because it applies. Everything you want is outside your comfort zone or you would already have it.
Yes. I love that. Who is that quote by?
Me.
Oh, okay. Let me put it right here.
Everything that you want is outside your comfort zone or you would already have it. Isn't that true?
It is true.
Think about it. Everything. So get uncomfortable. Get uncomfortable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get on, step on that stage. Get out of the house. Take that shower. So many entrepreneurs have optional shower days, and that's what keeps them home. Get up. Take a shower. Get ready for the day. And get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, and what's funny, too, is that we could probably trace a lot, if not all, of our best memories or accomplishments because we stepped outside of our comfort zone.
Right, right.
And, asking my wife to go on a date with me was as it is for most guys, it's a little intimidating to ask a strange lady to go out with me or to give me your name and number. This is back in the day when such things occur, but, you know, you're putting yourself out there, right? And then, of course, you know, after we dated for a while, I asked her to marry me, and that was scary because she said yes. And but, you know, sometimes when, you know, when you start analyzing your life, you will realize that either everything or almost everything is there because you were willing to step out of your comfort zone. Maybe it was just a little bit, but still that little step here and there made your life better.
Yep, and can make a huge difference.
Yes, absolutely. So everything you want is outside your comfort zone, or you'd have it already?
Or you would already have it.
Or you would already have it. I gotta learn how to type faster so I don't hold everything up. But yeah, that's so true though. All right, so let's talk about this. You are known as the Master Speaker Trainer.
Right.
And tell us how you became the public speaking master that you are today. Talk about this.
Okay. Well, I came out of corporate America back in the 80s, and I worked for a big CPA firm called Deloitte. And my job was to set up financial accounting systems for small to mid-sized companies. Now, this is when microcomputers just showed up on the scene. The first microcomputer that I set up a financial system on was dual floppy. That's how long ago it was.
Yeah.
And so my boss came to me and said, RV, I want you to get out there and start speaking to tell people that we're offering this service. And I thought to myself, I took one speech class in college. I was good to go. I knew everything there was to know about public speaking. Well, not true, because I spoke a lot because doors would open, but I wasn't getting any clients or closing. So one day this woman comes up to me at the end of my talk, and I thought, okay, I must be getting better. And she came up and said, honey, I hate to tell you this. So in that moment, I was like, you're thinking to myself, well, but don't. But I said, well, what is it? And she says, honey, do you know that after every sentence you say okay? And in that moment, I realized that I didn't know what I was doing, that public speaking was something that needed to be respected as any other trade or talent. And so I decided I didn't want that to happen to me again. So I went out and got trained, and I hired coaches and mentors and went to workshops. And then as my education increased, I would go out and speak, and all of a sudden I would get clients. I'd just go blah, 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 poof, clients. And all of a sudden my practice began full, and that got the attention of my colleagues. They wanted to know what I was doing. I started teaching them, and so on and so on. So years and years ago, I started my actual public speaking training, which I didn't know I was doing at the time. And then 16 years ago, I left corporate America because I reached the very top I could be without being a CPA myself. So I left corporate America 16 years ago and been training business owners and entrepreneurs ever since. I've trained about 5,000 business owners and entrepreneurs. I've even trained bishops and priests and pastors, you know, people that wanted to become more persuasive and wanted their message heard. And I've given over 3,500 speeches all over the world, Egypt being my favorite, down the Nile River. And again, I don't say that to, you know, to impress anybody. Well, maybe just a little bit, but to impress upon people that anybody can do this, anybody, as long as you're trained. There's no born again, there's no born again type of speakers, and it's not a talent. It's a learned skill that you go out and actually learn how to do it. And if you get the training and learn, then the sky is the limit. You can do anything and go anywhere. I've spoke on cruises and rode for free. I mean, it's just an amazing life that you can have with your business and the travel, if you want it, if that's what you want to do. If not, that's okay too. But there's just amazing doors that will open the better speaker that you are.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and, you know, people sometimes get hung up when you say persuasive presentations. You know, for a lot of us, you know, you mentioned bishops and ministers. They may not be selling a widget per se. Maybe they just want to get their message across and be more inspirational, be more persuasive so people can act. It's not necessarily about money, but it's more about
Correct.
People just taking action and
Correct.
Helping that community. And I love the idea of public speaking. I think that it's a great tool, but as you said, or a great skill, but as you said, you know, it takes time. You got to work at it. I think a lot of people, and this is one of my what do you call it, skills that I'm working on. We use a lot of non-words.
Right, filler words.
You mentioned the word okay, and anyway, so I have this video of Tony Robbins, who, you know, Tony Robbins is a pretty good speaker, and he's pretty well known. And
yes,
he was on Good Morning America, and he got stuck in what I call the trap. And so when you're on a TV show like Good Morning America, a lot of people don't know this, but, you know, it's live, number one, and you got 3 or 4 minutes to get your message across. And I think Tony got stuck in that rut where he was saying, you know, after every sentence. And I use that to show myself and my clients that even as big as somebody like Tony Robbins, who's got, you know, 40 years of practice speaking to the public, can sometimes trip up, and it's okay. But you still got to do it. I mean, you know what? If I'm going to make a mistake, I wouldn't mind making a mistake on Good Morning America and letting whatever 5 million viewers watch me go, okay. I'd be
Bert,
okay
but
with that.
Do you know why he messed up?
Why?
Do you know why he messed up? Because he wasn't prepared. He didn't use a system. What I do is teach people a system so they have like a backbone, a skeleton, if you will, to whatever they have to speak, whether it's a radio show, podcast, live speech, whatever, 5-minute speech, whatever it is. If you know the system and you can just follow those guidelines, you'll never get tripped up, and you can even prepare ahead of time. So he wasn't prepared. He didn't have a system. He was winging it. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, Tony per se. This is, you know, half of America that gets
sure.
up and speaks. You know, the reason why speaking time has been cut over the years is because of bad speakers, and people just won't tolerate it. So now they give them 10 minutes, and we used to have an hour. So using a system will help you to stay in track. It's like that picture in the picture frame. It just helps you to stay on track, but you still have the freedom to be authentic and be yourself and be natural and let things come up if they will and be ready for the unexpected, but at the same time be prepared and look like a professional speaker.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I learned is you should have a talk ready to go, because you never know when somebody may call you to say, hey, Bert, can you give us a few words about this or that? Or somebody, you know, in some cases, people may not be prepared or they don't feel comfortable introducing you. And so what they do is they do the old shortcut, which is, Bert, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? And now I'm struggling because I'm not prepared. As you said, I don't have a system. So now I'm struggling to say something that gives me authority and credibility without sounding like I'm trying to show off or be braggadocious. So, but you should have at least your intro ready to go, and you should have at least one talk ready to go, so you're not winging it. I'm a big believer. Yeah, winging it is a great way to lose all sorts of credibility, and sooner or later you will be called unexpectedly to say something.
Right. And there's no do-overs in public speaking, especially live. You know, so you have to, So you have to be aware and you have to be practiced. So did you catch that? So there's 3 speeches that you need to have ready at all times, and they need to be a part of you. In other words, not just memorized. You need to become the script and be that and ready to go. One of them is, of course, the elevator speech, which I call the core message, because it's at the core of what you do. Then your signature talk, which is that 20-30 minute presentation, and always, always, always have your personal, professional story ready to go. So when somebody says, hey, Bert, how'd you get into this line of business? You are there and ready to go.
I love it. All right. So we have, hold on, I'm taking notes here. I hope everybody else is following along. So we have your elevator pitch, which I think is, you know, like you said, it's a core thing. It's a core value. And I love that. Your signature talk and then your story. How did you get here?
Your professional story.
Mm-hmm. Your professional story. I love that.
Right. Right. Because it's not just personal. A lot of people call it a personal story, but it's really the professional story that earns you the right to be talking about what you're talking about, especially in business. And so we want to be very careful where we go with that in terms of bringing too much personal, because I recommend that people do not use the platform for healing from something that happened to them personally in their life. You need to heal off stage, then you come on stage and you heal others with your words and your experience.
Gotcha. Gotcha. I like that. Yeah. You know, and again, I think this is one of those things where matching your message to your audience. Mm-hmm. And back to what you were saying about your elevator pitch, you know, I think, and I want you to correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think that a lot of speakers, when they're first starting out, they want to be the catch-all speaker. I can talk about motivation. I can talk about sales. I can talk about everything because they're trying to get a gig. Versus building a brand and saying, hey, Tom Hopkins, he speaks about sales.
Correct.
You know, this person over here speaks about fitness. And so to me, that's a much easier speaker to match or to market because they're trying to build a brand around that subject matter.
Right. I agree. Totally agree. And what I speak about is how do you speak to get clients, period. I mean, sometimes I'm asked to speak on leadership and some other things, but I always come back to speaking. That's where everything comes from. So if it's, I'm talking about leadership, I'm going to talk about how leaders speak. And the greatest leaders have changed the world by speaking, like Martin Luther King. You know, some of those people have changed the world with speaking and leadership. So I'll come from that direction if I do speak about something slightly different.
Yeah. No, I like that. All right, so you mentioned a system.
Mm-hmm.
Could you describe some of the elements of your system?
Yes, a few. There's 26 steps, so that's a little more than what we have time for, but the basic concept and metaphor is think of a sandwich. So you have two pieces of bread, and you have your meat in the middle. So the top piece of bread, if you didn't have the top piece of bread, then it becomes an open-faced sandwich, very hard for your audience to eat. By the same token, so the top piece of bread is what I call rapport. The bottom piece of bread is your close, or what I like to call the invitation. If you don't have the close or the invitation, then the whole sandwich falls apart. And that's what I see in most business speakers that are not trained. So if you have those two pieces of bread, what happens is you build a 30-minute speech, and you can have about five pieces of meat in it, which means that's your teachings, your principles, whatever you want to give your audience. And if you have only 20 minutes, you take out one. If you have 15, you take out two, and you end up with three. So that way you can have the same signature talk but and the same professional story, but the only thing that gets smaller or grows bigger is the meat that's in the middle. And it's such a concept that nobody else is teaching, and I and nobody else, you know, the business speakers that are not trained, they're not doing it, and I just see they're losing sales, they're losing their reputation, they'll never be invited back. Because without the key of rapport, you're not connecting to your audience, and your message won't connect to your audience, and you end up boring them. And yet at the same time, without that invitation, that's wrong too, because see, everybody in the audience needs help. right? Somebody's help. And I believe that everybody has a message to share that only they can share to people that can only hear it from them. And that message, that person's message, will save their business, maybe save their marriage, save their life, save their soul. And it's so important to give that invitation because people need more. And in the 30-minute speech, you might bring awareness to somebody. You might touch their heart, but you can't heal them. You can't train them unless you invite them to a coaching program or a workshop or a way that they can get more of what they saw that they needed that you were offering.
Yes, I really enjoyed that. That what great visual strategy. The sandwich. I love the sandwich versus the open face sandwich, and depending on how much time you have, you can either add a piece of meat or take a piece of meat off or whatever it is. Great analogy. That's strong. It's very easy to follow for most people.
Good.
All right. So you talked about you got to the point where you were ready to leave your corporate career, start the new career in speaking and training speakers. From the time that you started speaking on a regular basis, when your boss said, "Hey, I need you to make this presentation," to the time that you were ready to leave that job, how long was that?
23 years.
Wow.
Corporate America,
okay.
23 years. Yes. Uh-huh. And again, during that time, not only did I teach my colleagues, but the firm had asked me to go, because all CPAs have to have continuing education credits. So once a year,
sure,
or twice a year, they have big corporate education training. So I was asked to do group communication skills and do some of that training a couple times a year as well. So I always,
yeah.
So even though my business is 16 years, I've been teaching, speaking for a long time.
All right. Well, listen, we're getting short on time here. Any last words that you want to leave with our audience?
Yes. That not only do you have that message to share that I mentioned a moment ago, but if you don't share that message, it will be unshared for all eternity because it is your message, nobody else's. And that means that people that you're supposed to help continue to suffer for all eternity. That's why it's so important for everyone to learn how to speak and to get their message out there because it is so unique and no one else can do it. And if you don't, it'll be undelivered for all eternity. And that would be a shame.
I love that. I love that. And ladies and gentlemen, for those who are interested in finding out more about RV and what she can do and maybe how she can help you, you can simply go to RV Robinson. That's A-R-B-E-E. Robinson, RobinsonRobinson.com. RV Robinson. Is that the right? I should have asked you. I'm assuming that's the right website, or unless you have another one.
Yes, no, that's right. And then if they want a copy of my book, Speak Up, Get Clients, How to Use Public Speaking as a Marketing Strategy to Attract High-Paying Clients, they can buy that on Amazon.
On Amazon. So check out RV, A-R-B-E-E, RV Robinson, on Amazon or at her website, rvrobinson.com. RV, I want to say thank you so much for stopping by and sharing. Looking forward to having you back again.
Thank you, Bert. I would love to come back. It was a lot of fun.
All righty. Good stuff there from RV Robinson. Please, let's share this show with everybody you know. Everybody could benefit from today's show. You should have those three talks ready to go. Your elevator pitch, your elevator pitch. Now I got to look back at my notes. See, this is why it's important to look at notes. So you have your elevator pitch, your signature talk, and your professional story. And these should all be ready to go. And also the fact that you and I and everybody can benefit from speaking publicly, from being more persuasive. Anyway, definitely changed RV's life. It'll probably have a big impact on your life. Let's share the show with everybody we know. Let's help as many people as possible. Remember, you We're created to succeed.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch. And check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.